afternoon. It's a rainy one today. This is Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard. This week we're talking to Mike Redmond from the Vancouver band Red Eye. This is West Coast Music, baby. You're on the First Word on CIUT.
Your word got me spinning, always keeping me second guessing. Without you, my baby, I know something's missing. No loneliness, I need your kiss on chorus. Your breath making the air stand up on my neck. And baby,
Red Eye are all about the good times, and they want to make your head nod to their infectious pop rock and ska beats. I had a chance to chill with the guys in the studio last Christmas. It was wicked. Now that the self-titled album is out, it sounds tight as hell. They're playing it live. They're touring it. Mike, Gabe, Ali, Eric, Ben, and Andre all have a great thing going on here. We talked to lead vocalist Mike Redmond about the band. All right, and I've got Mike Redmond on the phone right now. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? My name's Mike Redmond. I'm in the band Red Eye. I'm lead vocalist and rhythm guitar. And just giving a shout out.
Sweet. So tell me about the band Red Eye. What are you guys all about?
Well, more or less just good times. I know we all take a whole bunch of musical influences from different places, but more or less just having a good time. Play a lot of kind of reggae, very West Coast kind of feel into everything. Jack Johnson-y, kind of Sublime-ish type stuff going on. And just want to make people's head bob, pretty much. That's what we're about.
Well, you guys are from Vancouver, so does the West Coast lifestyle come into play in your music?
It's definitely an influence. We all grew up in the area, so I mean we've been influenced by kind of West Coast bands. But not to say that our music it kind of transcends just our generation, more or less. Just not looking to change the world with our music. You know, we have our own political views that we'll occasionally write on, but like I said, we're just more about having a good time and just getting people dancing and jumping around the room a little bit.
Does Red Eye have anything to do with what goes on out west and having red eyes at any,
you know? Take it for what it's worth. It's got whatever meaning you want to read into it, really.
Well, you got into this before, the sound of Red Eye. Do you want to explain that a bit more? Like, what's the style of the music?
We've got everything from kind of, reggae dub type beats to kind of electronic dance hall and some stuff. But when it comes down to it, it's, we're all more just a mellower crew. So we kind of take our influences from everyone from G-Love and Special Sauce to Sublime to Jack Johnson to, whatever you have. Quite a lot of hip-hop in there. I'm a big fan of Sean Paul, so we got some kind of Sean Paul.
Nice, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So did everything. It's pretty eclectic. It's good. It's a good group.
What was the vibe like in the studio when you guys were recording it?
Oh, it was awesome, man. Recording the CD, we've all been friends for some time, and we got together and in hopes of just putting something together and putting our ideas on paper, as it were. And it came together great. We all just grooved. We just had so much fun. It was a lot of the stuff we had kind of had in mind what we wanted to do for each song, but at the same time, a lot of the stuff was just coming to us as we were going for it. Just occasionally make something up as you go, and I was like, oh wow, that sounded really great. Let's keep that, and everyone would just build off of that, and came to. I think we got a solid recording.
You guys you're signed to 29 Records, and you know those guys pretty well, right? So what's it like working with the label so closely?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we're all just friends, like I said. So, I mean, everything that came together on the record was just input from friends. I mean, there's constructive criticism that flies around left, right, and center. There's the joking, but the honesty is great. If something was bad and someone didn't like something, they'd be quick to speak up and say, hey, we don't like it, change it. The majority vote. So if it was something that no one liked, we generally would try and work around it. But for the most part, everyone kind of grooved the same vibe, and everyone really dug what we were doing, so we came to.
So who are 29 Records?
29 Records, they're a small independent label in Vancouver. Do a handful of local bands, local talent. Great guys. They multi-talented guys. Their recording capabilities are fantastic. They've got great ear for music. They put on a festival called New Music West every year that just goes off. It's something like 200 bands in 5 days that they bring into Vancouver and play at a whole bunch of different venues. They're awesome. They're great guys to work with. And like I said, we'll hopefully be working with them for a long time to come.
Talking to Mike Redmond from the band Red Eye, he's out in Vancouver right now. Have you guys played out live a lot? Like, what's the best concert Red Eye's played?
Yeah, we've been playing live venues all over the place. We've got some shows booked all over Vancouver, a couple in Victoria coming up.
Any really memorable ones, like legendary Red Eye sort of sets?
We had a great show at the West Coast, at the Commodore for New Music West. Just a great show. We played with ourselves, a band called The Masses, and a band called Five Alarm Funk, and it was huge. It was a sold-out Commodore. It was upwards of 1,000 people kind of thing.
Oh, you filled out. The Commodore was filled out for you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Oh, that's massive. Well, speaking of live shows, like, what band would you like to tour with? Like, what's the dream gig for Red Eye? Like, headlining a festival, Radio City Music Hall, Lollapalooza, something like that? Like, what's the dream gig?
You know, it's so hard to say. I mean, like, we just enjoy playing. We'll play with, you know, anyone that we feel is kind of the same musical taste and we have fun with, basically. But, you know, we definitely have, you know, aspirations to play with guys like G Love and that crew, and some of the boys out west. I mean, be it Jack Johnson or Ben Harper. I'm a huge Xavier Rudd fan, so we'd love to hook up with him at some point in time.
Yeah. So do you just love being in a rock band? Like, what are some of the perks from being in a rock band now?
It's just fun. I mean, you know, it's like you get to go make noise with your friends. I mean, the perks are endless. I mean, it's going out and getting to strut around a bar or in a club many, you know, whatever night of the week you're playing. It's just at the same time getting together with the boys in the studio and just hammering out a few tunes. Or, I mean, it's endless. It's too hard to sum up, really. It's just a labor of love.
Yeah. Well, you said, you mentioned, we're talking to Mike Redman from Red Eye. You said you were putting together some more tracks. Any thoughts to remix the old ones, or are you moving straight ahead with new stuff?
Yeah, there was thoughts. There was even some when we were recording them originally at the studio that, like, hey, this would sound great with, like, a real throbbing kind of dance beat behind it. So, I mean, there's always talk of doing some remixes, but right now we're just working on kind of our second CD and getting some songs together, and we've recently brought in a new guitarist, so we've got another lead guitarist that's kind of taking the spotlight in that aspect a little bit, who just rocks. His name's Andre. He's probably one of the best guitarists in Vancouver, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and, you mentioned Andre. Who else is in the band? Do you want to give your boys in the band a shout-out?
It's myself playing the vocals and guitar. We've got Andre ripping it up on lead guitar, rather. Gabe Davis is the other vocalist and kind of rhythm and some lead guitar. Got Ali Sadat, who just kicks in on drums. Ben Brown, who's our keys player. And Eric Stevenson, who throws it down on bass for us.
There we go. This is more of a bit a serious question, but say when you're older and you're looking back on the record, what do you hope that the music has accomplished?
You know what, like I said, we can write about our own political views and put our own messages in the songs, but when it really comes down to it, I mean, it's just a musical society. We just want people to enjoy the music. I figure if they can take away any bit of enjoyment or take away something from the song, we've done our job, be it a totally different message than what we're writing about. You know, as long as it touches someone in a certain way, I think we've done our job. You know, be it if they're sitting there just bobbing their head and just really enjoying the beat, or if they take away, you know, some deep felt political message or something that reminds them of something in their own lives. That, you know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, it's, the message isn't always as important as just touching different people.
Wow. Well, all right, Mike, we're about out of time. Just a couple quick questions. Well, this is airing this Sunday. It's our food show. The theme is food. So what's your favorite food, Red?
I'm a big sushi fan.
Sushi, nice.
Yeah, no, I gotta throw down with the raw fish.
The spicy tuna?
Gotta love the spicy tuna.
Yep. And finally, the Canucks, yes or no?
Ooh, hells yeah, baby. I'm a Vancouver boy. Gotta love the Canucks.
Of course. All right, been talking to Mike Redman from the band Red Eye. And Mike, thanks a lot for doing this, man. Best of luck with everything.
There, Mike. Yeah, hey, Howard, you take it easy, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
There we go. It's done. Perfect. Big thanks to Mike Redmond and the band Red Eye. It's only the beginning for those guys, you can just tell. Their site is myspace.com/redeye29records. Go there for more on the band and to cop the CD. This is Higher Learning. I'm Mike Howard. Thanks for listening today. This is The First Word on CIUT